Whiting Street Reservoir. The Whiting Street Reservoir was made from the watershed of the Roaring Brook in 1888. It is made of a sandstone dam with a dirt berm. The entire area is full of history, but the greatest view is that of being in the shadow of the Meltem Range. The packed dirt road that surrounds the reservoir was put in 1897, both to help maintenance workers and to allow visitors to visit many sites around the reservoir. In 2018, the cross-country course that is on this road was renamed to the Rudy Nageza Cross-Country Course. This was the first dam-based reservoir of Holyoke, but its third dedicated source of water. The water of the reservoir served as a drinking source for Holyokers up until the early 1900s. Now it is just a backup source. Below is my historical and geographical tour points. Use the map to help guide you around these points. There will be 14 points. The first two are along the entrance road from Highway 5 up to the reservoir area. Number 1, Reservoir Gate. At the crossing of Kenilworth Road and Mountain Park Road, there is an old road leading west. This is the remnant of the entrance to Whiting Street Reservoir. It once led to the reservoir, but in 1963, when the Interstate Highway was put in, the reservoir road was partially taken out. The Kenilworth Castle to the south. The stream nearby is the end of Roaring Brook, which soon crosses Northampton Street and empties into the Connecticut River. This entrance had a large castellated gate from 1912 to 1963, but it has mostly been removed. Part of the surface pumps and some walls are still here. This road is the property of the Holyoke Waterworks, so you may walk up it, but it only leads to a fence on the interstate. Another dirt road leading north was constructed in 1915 to lead to Mountain Park. The tar road that goes to the park and reservoir was made in 1965. Go up this road partially, maybe only 100 yards, and look to the right. Stop 2, Holyoke Street Railway. The old road and trolley line to Mountain Park Amusement Park came through this point. The trolley line from Holyoke was put in in 1897, and the access roads from Holyoke and Northampton were put in 1929. There is an entrance and an exit gate located on the highway. If you look carefully to the east of Mountain Park Road, you can see the support piers from the trolley to elevate the cars over a gully. The tar road for cars was a bit more to the north. Go to the top of the Mountain Park access road. Stop 3, Crossroads. This is the intersection of three roads: Aerator Road, part of the Whiting Street Reservoir Road, Mountain Park Road, and Mount Tom Ski Area Road. It is obvious what they led to. The ski area is only a mile away from this point. The Mount Tom Ski Area Road also leads to an access road to climb the mountain. The trolley bed at one time passed close to here. The road to the reservoir was made in 1963 and is called Aerator Road. Advance now into the reservoir area. You will pass above on the peak of this small hill a gate. Just go around and go to the bottom and you will find a fluoridation plant. There was an intake reservoir behind that fluoridation plant. Stop 4, the intake reservoir. Roaring Brook passes under Aerator Road and is visible on both sides. It now has a culvert under the interstate. Notice the fluoridation and chloridation station to the south, built in 1965. This is the second chloridation building along the road, the first being built in 1941 but removed in 1965. It was on a service road that passed from here to the south. There is a municipal pipe below your feet that leads to the downtown Holyoke area, the Highlands, Smith Ferry, and the Flats. The grassy knoll to your south is the former intake reservoir. Its masonry dam is apparent at two locations if you look carefully. The original entrance road was just beyond the knoll. The dam of the intake reservoir is 141 feet long and 15 feet high. It is 12 feet thick at its base and 7 feet thick at its top. It was built in 1884 to 1885. After the larger dam was built, it served as a location where sediment and calm waters could settle. Now advance only 100 yards more to the west along the path in towards the reservoir. Stop at the bridge. Stop 5, Hastings Brook. Hastings Brook is found at the crossing of a brook over a small footbridge. This brook at one time caused much problems with the water being piped into Holyoke. It used to flood when either the brook or the spillway was very active. Its suspended load of silt and clay would get into the intake reservoir and cause the water to have high turbidity. This problem was alleviated when a small dam was placed under the crossing. Now advance another 100 yards to stop 6, the fountain. This is right at the base of the berm in the dam. There is a concrete channel from both the control house and from the emergency spillway. They meet in the brush and then go to the east where we just were. The two pipes from the control house are deep underground. It leads to a surface point in one of these channels. There is an aerator with a fountain in the grass near this point. It was put in 1909. Has helped to kill certain types of bacteria. Oxygen in water does help it taste better. Some parts of the aerator are still visible if one looks carefully. The cross-country course around the reservoir was used by high school runners from 1970 to 1915, and then it was used again for the first time in 3 years in 1918. It was renamed in honor of Dan Lingeza, the coach of Holy Catholic High School cross-country and track for 52 years in the year 2018. Notice that the plaque is given in his honor. Advance up now up the trail, and you will be going in a counterclockwise direction around the reservoir. You will go now to the north at the start of the dam. This will be stop number 7, the Mountain Park Trail. The Holy Catholic Cross Country Course starts nearby. It is 2.72 miles to the end point back at the stairs near the control house. The course was used for 46 years as our home course. About 40 feet from this point, there was the original road that circumnavigated the reservoir. It is the only part of the road that has been detoured. It originally led to the Mountain Park area. In 1909 and 1910, the new path was put in due to congestion of park vehicles visiting the park. Mountain Park was started in 1897 as a deer park and a theater. It was also a trolley park. The only road entrance to the park was via this road until 1915. Advance now about a half mile to stop number 8, the trolley extension. Mountain Park is 200 feet to your east. The side trail was once the original path. Mountain Park was an animal park and a theater area under William Loomis. In 1929, it changed to a park with many large rides such as roller coaster. That was under Louis Pellissier. In 1952, it changed again into an Art Deco amusement park with a midway under John Collins. Now concerts are held there. The road above you, it was actually used by a trolley extension that led to a tramway that would go up to the top of the Mount Tom area. Now let's advance to stop number 9, the Mount Tom. If you go about a quarter mile more along the path, you will find a path going up in the direction of the road. This path leads to the top of Mount Tom. You need to go up to the road, and then on the road, you only go about 30 feet more, and then you take your left, and there's a very steep road up to the top of Mount Tom. The old trolley bed is found up this trail also. To get to the mountain road area, you will have to climb about a mile, and at two-thirds of the way up the summit along that road, you will find that there's a very special area. There, on July 6, 1946, a B-17 transport plane crashed with all 25 men dying. There is a monument on the mountain for those military men. Beyond the mountain access road is the Mount Tom ski area. It started in December of 1960 for downhill skiing. Decades later, an alpine slide, a wave pool, and a water slide were all put in. In 1998, all were closed. About 10 feet south of this point on your map, see the end of the Whiting Street Brook. Whiting Street was a farmer, an investor, who, at his death in 1878, had left a trust fund to many area communities. The reservoir is named after this person. The brook led to Loomis Reservoir on the mountain. The sides of the brook were added in 1911, and the concrete bottom was added in 1937. Now you have a very long walk. This walk will take you about 35 minutes. You're heading south, still in the counterclockwise direction around the reservoir. But at some point, you will reach two remnants of an old gate system. This will be our stop 10, Sheldon Avenue. Sheldon Avenue to East Hampton Road was once fully gated both here and at its highway entrance. These gates had swinging gates added in 1920 to prevent the public coming in when the road was soaked. It led to Route 141, but is now part of the Metacomet Monadnock Trail, which is part of the Greater New England Trail. The road was named after Jesse Sheldon, a water commissioner. The entire Mount Tom Range is a state reservation since 1903. There are three trails that lead from the reservoir into the reservation area. And on top of Mount Tom, there are many other trails, and many of those trails go along the peak or the summit, and many other trails can be accessed by Reservation Road in the north part of Holyoke. Okay, now advance to stop 11, Steiger Road. To get to this point, keep going along the reservoir, maybe another half mile. You can even go past Steiger Road just a little bit, and you'll be able to see some brooks. One of them is very small, another is medium, and there's one that's rather big. Notice the modern Wyckoff Golf Course. The stream coming out of the golf course is the Roaring Brook. This is the stream that forms Whiting Street Reservoir. It starts near Jarvis Avenue and feeds most of the water entering the reservoir. The road leading south is the Albert Steiger Road. This road was built in 1931 on land granted to the Holyoke Water Works by his will of 1929. The road was improved with side gutters, but during the hurricane of 1938, the road and gutters were destroyed. This road meets East Hampton Road in about 3/4 mile. Just beyond that crossing is the old East Hampton Road. There is one large ornate gate at this old road. This gate was put there in the year 1937 as a WPA Works Progress Administration project. The brook 100 yards north of this road is the Roaring Brook that feeds the reservoir. The brook over was replaced in 1972. You can find the year, the builder's names, and the bridge name on this bridge.